light shining out of darkness. I cannot tell you how grateful I am to be with you this morning. It is impossible for me to tell you how thankful I am for you and St. Elijah for the gospel proclaimed by and lived within this Orthodox parish. The gospel I heard here over 31 years ago changed my life. The light that shines out of darkness shines within your hearts. This gospel, your gospel, took me from death to life. I was no longer a mass of damnation trying to escape going to hell. Nor was I a spiritual vigilante out to catch all the sinners breaking God's rules. I was set free from the rat race of being better than you at being good. The light of the gospel shining in you gave me a new life and a new way of living. I heard for the first time I was created in the image of God, but not his likeness. Instead, I was given free will so that I could choose to behave like the image of God within me. I never knew this. I had never heard this. I now have a personal purpose. Each of us does. Our purpose is to finish the job and complete the task of becoming like God, like his image within us. I did not know whatever is given to us, which does not have becoming like the image of God as its ultimate end, is unworthy of us. It devalues both those who give it and those who receive it because it does not conquer death. This was my beginning, my entrance into the gospel that conquers death and gives us life. This is our beginning, created in the image. It is our goal to become the likeness, and it is our end to achieve the likeness. In our funeral service, we sing, O thou who of old created me from nothingness and didst honor me with thine image divine, but I refuse to become like thine image, and doing so, return me to the earth from which I was taken. Bring me back to that likeness that I refuse to gain, to be reshaped in that pristine beauty. We are created in the image of God with the goal of behaving like the image. We used our free will to say no and brought death upon ourselves. And at our funeral, we pray to be given the likeness that we have refused to become, image and likeness, our beginning and our end. This is the light that shines forth from the darkness of death. This is the gospel that shines in every one of you. In between the beginning and the end is today's gospel passage. God became flesh and dwelt among us to show us what behaving like the image of God looks like. This passage in Luke is God in the flesh telling us how God behaves towards us. God is kind to the ungrateful and selfish. God is merciful to those who do not deserve mercy. He does not reject those or punish those who reject him. If anyone hears my sayings and does not keep them, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to rescue the world. God did not die for those who deserve it, or for those who will repay him by being good. God died for those who spat on him, mocked him, and crucified him naked. God died for his friends, and all of us are his friends, the good, the bad, the ugly. I had never heard of this gospel until I heard it from you. Oh, I had a gospel, and I lived that gospel very well. But I did not know it, that I was dying of thirst, and you gave me living water to drink. I did not know it, I was dying of hunger, and you gave me the bread of life to eat. I did not know it, but I was naked in my self-righteous arrogance, and you covered me with your humility. I did not know it, but I lived in a prison of judgmentalism, and you accepted me anyway. I did not know it, but I was frustrated, sick, and miserable, and you healed me with the peace that is beyond my understanding. I did not know I was a stranger to the gospel, and you offered me this unknown gospel of salvation and taught me how to call upon the name of the Lord. For freedom, Christ has set us free. This is the gospel of equality. We are not equal socially, economically, or physically, but we are equal in honor. God equally treats all of us the same. We all equally approach the chalice the same. There is not one of us any better than anyone else. Each of us is unique and non-repeatable. God has no favorites. He accepts each of us as we are. And because we are behaving like God, we accept each other as we are. We are not robots. We are not clones. Everyone is who they are. There is a gospel in us, a gospel that shines out of the darkness, a gospel that declares we are made in the image of God and given free will that we might choose to treat one another like God treats them. What a God this gospel has, a God that lets us kill him and does not retaliate, a God that lets us crucify him and does not call down hellfire and damnation on his killers. I do not know how to behave like God behaves. I do not know how to live it, but I have seen you living it. Each of you in your own way, being kind to strangers, remaining friends with those who disagree with you. Externally, there is nothing homogenized about St. Elijah. We are a diverse multitude of nationalities, ethnicities, languages, political views, and social customs. What we share in common is one faith, one Lord, one baptism, one gospel that we proclaim together. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, one chalice that we all approach in the fear of God and faith and love. One gospel and one church in which we learn how to live, behaving towards others the way God behaves towards them and behaves towards us. I thank God for you, for living out this gospel with one another. I thank you for sharing this gospel with the rest of us. And I thank you for being patient with me as I learn how to live this gospel alongside you. This gospel is light shining out of darkness. Amen.